join us online as we stream. You can catch any of our services on Facebook, YouTube, or at www.rdci.info. We might not be able to gather in the building, but you can still get to church. Stream on Sundays at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesdays at 12 noon and 7 p.m. And ladies, catch Women's Bible Study on Facebook, Fridays at 12 noon. Thank you for listening to the Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. We'd love to have you at any of our three campuses. In Columbia, join us at 3506 Broad River Road. If you're in Orangeburg, meet us at 990 Willington Drive. In Florence, join us at 1507 West King Avenue. For more information, including service times, visit rdci.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast. Today, Bishop Herbert Bailey continues with Make Your Way.
Joshua 1. Let's go right to verse 8. As God speaks to Moses, God speaks to Joshua and echoes and reminds him of what Moses has said to him and what's recorded for us in Deuteronomy 31. He tells him to be strong, go forward. I'm with you. I'm not going to forsake you. Be very courageous. And then he tells him in verse 8, the secret to his success. The secret to your success will be this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Keep saying it. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. But if you do this, then you shall make thy way prosperous and thou shall have good success. You know, as we come to church on Sunday morning on Urban View, Pastor DeForest Stories, also known as Buster Stories, he's preached for us a few years ago. He's the one who came up with the whole curriculum for D-Free that we use. He's the former Secretary of State for the state of New Jersey. He's a pastor. He's on the board, I believe, of Prudential Insurance Company. But he's been teaching. We get a little pieces of it on the way in the church. He's been teaching for about the last 4 weeks on this broadcast about playing a bad hand. And he's been talking about poker. For the last 4 weeks, talking about how in poker you can have a bad hand, but explaining to you all the concepts of poker and how to connect that with life. But this morning he was talking about that those of us as African Americans, that many of our parents, and I know it's different for our millennials today and younger people, but they were always trying to show us and teach us how to get ahead despite a system that may be against us. They were telling us how to make it because the odds seem stacked against us. But you sit in the front of the class and you make sure they see you and you show an interest. Pull your pants up. No. If you're going to get hired at the bank, you may not want to walk up there with a grill blinging. I understand it's different now if you ain't trying to get hired at the bank. Okay, they told us stuff like make sure you got clean underwear on, because your underwear didn't just represent you, it represent the family. They already think bad about us, but if you get in an accident and they have to take you to the hospital, it ain't just going to be your dirty drawers, it's going to be your nasty family. And they were always trying to teach us how, and there were things that they didn't understand. Well, I'm not going to say they understand. They didn't use terms like systematic racism. But my mother used to say stuff like this, that you're the last hired and the first fired. And I got to think about that as I was riding this morning. Not only that, that thing even went into Hollywood. Went into Hollywood too. Y'all know when we watched the movie, and if it wasn't a black star in it, if there was a one or two black people, and it was a horror movie, who the first person died? We already knew. We weren't just the last high, we were the first killed. Come on, think about it. You don't have to know. Now, you watch the movie. He said, y'all, he gone. From the very beginning, nothing even happened yet, but we knew the black person, they're going to be the first person to die. Okay? But I'm so glad that, and those things may be true, and they were trying to help us deal with a bad hand or how to, but I'm telling you, the most empowering thing that I got for my life in terms of being successful, it was not just about sitting in front of the class and about putting a suit on and looking nice and blending in and all this stuff. And I was talking to someone the other day, one of my first ministers who was here at our church. I think he was in the same class, I think, that Minister Joyce was in, and Pastor Dwayne. And he's still connected to us, or stays connected to us. And I was talking to him, and he moved to Detroit, and he was working for Ford. And he started telling me he really loved Ford, but he started telling me the things that happened in the corporate arena to try to derail his career, and he ended up leaving the company, and all these things. And I thought about it, and when he started talking, I went on and told him what happened, because it happened so many times over and over again. In that system, and I remember reading a book when I first got in corporate America in the late 80s about how to succeed as a black professional in corporate America. It told us things like what to wear and how to dress and how to conduct yourself, okay, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm so glad I found out I don't have to jump through all the man-made hoops. I'm so glad I found this in the Word. Come on now. That if I meditate on His Word day and night, I can make my way prosperous. And I can have good success. Even if I don't look like you. Even if I don't talk like you. Come on now. Even if you don't think I'm supposed to be promoted. I live a lifestyle now that when I go certain places, they automatically, I know the question, they want to know how I got here. They don't really want to hear my story, because I have to tell them Joshua 1 and 8. Okay? They want to know how you qualify. What do you do? Where you came from? All this. I came from the Word of God. I made my way prosperous. Glory to God. And I want to just continue to remind you, the subject of this series, you can make your way despite odds, despite things being stacked against you, despite you having to be an exception and all that. God can cause you to make your way up, to make your way out, to make your way over, and you can be established at another level. Because we said last week, God practiced nepotism. Nepotism is when you promote your relatives. Y'all ain't hear me. Because you're a child of God, God will promote you. Come on. God, yes, God is a nepotism God. He sets up His family. He sets up His family. And He doesn't ask other people whether they think you're qualified. Nobody asked us. Nobody asked us if we thought that Ivanka Trump was qualified. Don't y'all get mad at me. Nobody asked us if we thought that Jared Kushner was basically qualified to basically be the ambassador to Israel. Nobody asked us. They're in the positions because of the one who's in power. Can I tell you, God is still the all-powerful God. He said, I'm the judge, I'm the king, I'm the lawgiver. Now, when you understand that, the judge, that's the judicial branch, okay? The lawgiver, that's the legislative branch, the Congress, okay? The king, that's the executive branch. God said, there is no checks and balances to me. I do what I want to do. I put up who I want to put up. I promote who I want to promote. I bless who I want to bless. I'll take one down and I'll put another up and dare you to say something about it. So you can make your way prosperous. Let me quickly summarize and move on. Number one, you can make your way prosperous because God promised he's going to be with you along the way. Number two, you can make your way because God promised he will fight for you against your enemies to save you. Number three, you can make your way because God promised to lead and direct you along the way. Glory to God. Number four, you can make your way, and I want to go a little bit further with this today, is because God will talk to you along the way. Aren't you glad he talks to you? I told you, you can make the trip easier if the person riding with you ain't sleeping. God stays awake along the trip. He neither sleeps nor does he slumber. He talks to us through spiritual authority, through your pastor, through your spiritual leaders, through spiritual thought in your life. He'll give you direction, and many times God will sound like your pastor. When you are connected to the right person, God will reinforce, even as he's doing here right now to Joshua. The first person who told him, be strong, be very courageous, was Moses. And then God comes back and tells him the same thing that his spiritual leader and mentor and spiritual father Moses has said to him. And so God will talk to you. He will lead you. Romans 8:14, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So God will talk to you and you have to listen to him. So in order to make your way and progress along the way, you got to listen to voices of authority and also to the voice of the Holy Spirit as you are navigating your way, because because God knows where provision is, just like he did for Elijah. First, he tells him to go sit and rest and by the brook Cherith, and he'll command ravens to come every day and feed him. And they gave him in the morning, they gave him bread and flesh, and in the evening they gave him bread and flesh, and he drank from the brook. But then the brook dried up, and now he says, go down by Zidon. I've commanded a widow woman there to sustain you. That would take a miracle in of itself, because widow women were just usually trying to struggle to make it themselves. And yet, if God can supernaturally provide to him from ravens, God can supernaturally provide for him from someone who you would look at on the surface and think they don't have anything. Can I tell you, don't judge people. You don't know who God's going to use to bless you. Let me say that again. Stop looking at folks and trying to think what they have and what they don't have. Can I tell you, I've been pastoring long enough to know the one who you think will, won't, and the one you think won't, will. The one you think has, don't, and the one you think don't has. Come on now. And sometimes, sometimes you looking at somebody, they look like they blinging and got all this here, but they can't do anything for you because they still paying for how they look. Oh, y'all don't like me now. They don't have any more money. They paying for how they look. Not how they living, how they're looking. And so you don't know who God's going to use to bless you. God knows where your provision is. He says, well, hey, God, 2 and 8. Why? Because the silver is mine. And the gold is mine, saith the Lord. Let me go a little bit deeper here. You can make your way because God has promised to preserve and protect you along the way. Okay. To preserve. He don't just serve and protect. He preserves and protects. Glory to God. And you don't have to be afraid of him. He will serve you. He will preserve you. And he will protect you along the way. Look at Joshua 24 and verse 17. It says, for the Lord our God. Joshua 24:17. For the Lord our God. He it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, and which did those great signs in our sight, watch this, and preserved us in all the way wherein we went and among all the people through whom we passed. He said, now you got to look back. He said, you got to realize when you look back at what we've been through, he said, nobody kept us through all that but God. He said, God preserved us in all the way wherein we went and among all the people through whom we passed. He said, we went through this nation and that nation and that nation, and they could have killed us. They should have killed us. We were not warriors, especially at that time, but God preserved us. And God will often remind the children of Israel. He said, as Moses, before he dies, he said, remember these 40 years how the Lord brought you along the way. He said, your clothes didn't wear out. Glory to God. He said, your feet didn't swell. You didn't get any arthritis. All the other itises. We all know what itis is. Itis simply means inflammation. Glory to God. Some of us, we can't stand up 15 minutes in praise and worship without thinking you got arthritis. And he said, God kept you for 40 years in the wilderness and your feet didn't swell. Glory to God. And he provided for you. You got to recognize that it's the same God who has preserved you this far. He will preserve you in the next leg of your journey. But you got to be able to look back and recognize. And every now and then we have to stop and recognize how far you've already come. You know, I sometimes just think about these things. I said, you know, we don't think about it like this, but I said, you know, to live for any length of time, there is so much that you have been through and that your life has been spared from that we don't even think about it. When you ride down the highway every day and you realize, and South Carolina, if you ride, they'll often will remind you how many people died this year on these highways, and yet we keep riding on them, but God spares our lives. Okay, come on, y'all know it's not just that we're good drivers, because some of us, you know, you're really not. Okay, it's not just because we're good drivers, but God keeps us. And so many accidents is not even the driver themselves. It is somebody else who hit them, but God spares us. Come on. And you know, every time you ride in a plane, you realize there were people who died on planes. And all the things that we take for granted, we have to realize every day that the Lord kept us. That's why they used to sing a song in the church, just another day that the Lord has kept me. He's kept me from all evil with my mind stayed on Jesus. Just another day that the Lord has kept me. Somebody say, God has preserved me. So he said, I want you to recognize that God preserved us in all the way wherein we went and among all the people whom we passed. Some of us, we've been through dangerous situation, through many dangers, toils and snares we've already come. It was his grace that brought us safe this far. And it's his grace that's going to lead you on. Come on, say this. Say God. Say grace kept me. Grace will keep me. And grace will lead me. Amen. So in order for you to not be fearful for this next level that God wants to take you to, you have to recognize he brought me this far. In order to take that next step of faith at another level that seems more challenging, you can't forget what God's already done for you. That's why David dared to challenge Goliath. He said, I know it looks like to y'all, this is the first time I've ever faced anything like this. He said, but I remember God caused me to slay the bear, and he preserved me through that. And God caused me to be able to slay the lion, and he preserved me for that. As a matter of fact, as I look at this uncircumcised Philistine, he looked kind of like a morph between a lion and a bear. He kind of looked like them. And if God did that, he'll do this. Say that. Say, if God did this, he'll do that. And so, and in every level that God wants to take you to, as you progress along the way, you have to remember the testimonies in your arsenal. You have to remember what he's already done. I used to think about that even in elementary school. I think I asked my grandchildren, not recently, but I remember just a couple years ago, I remember asking my granddaughter, who's this year is in virtual middle school. And she's in the sixth grade, but I remember asking her, I don't know, she was like in third grade, going to fourth. She said, I said, are you excited to be going to fourth grade? She said, I don't know. I said, why? She said, it may be hard. I said, but you made it through third grade. See, you get what you need at the level when you need it. Okay? You can't be dreading fourth grade when you're in second. Okay? Just, come on. As you make it through this grade, you pass a test. So in order for you to be even have the opportunity, I'm talking to somebody this morning. In order for you to even have the opportunity for this next level, for this next test, you had to pass some prior tests. You have to qualify for this level of promotion to this level because you've been through what you've already been through. God has preserved you. Look, Isaiah 43 and 2. I want you to know God's going to preserve you. Isaiah 43 and 2. When thou passest through the waters, not if you pass through waters. When thou passest through the waters, God said, I will be with thee. And when you pass through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Now, can I tell you, left to me, I can write this scripture better. Left to me, I would say, you will never pass through water. You will never go through rivers. You will never walk through fire. You will never go through flame. That is not what God said. God says, when? Because Jesus said, in this world, you're going to have tribulation. It's part of the human experience. It's part of our journey with God. It's part of our trust-building arsenal that you're going to pass through some waters. But notice he says you're going to pass through. The fact that, come on, any of y'all been through some waters that you passed through and you look back over and you realize it wasn't because you knew how to swim? The Bible says that when Peter stepped out of the boat, he began to sink. Has any of y'all ever began to sink? He began to sink and he walked, watch this, he walked in his own, but individually toward Jesus. But when he began to sink, before he went under, Jesus grabbed him by the hand and walked him back to the boat. Oh, come on. Because he had promised that when you pass through the waters, I'm going to be with you. When you pass through it, they will not overflow you. Can I tell you, I believe Peter got wet, but I don't believe his head ever got wet. Because the hand of God upheld him. Somebody ought to give God some praise right now for the water that you went through that did not overflow you. You could have drowned, but you didn't drown. You could have died, but you didn't die. You could have went under, but you didn't go under because he preserved you. He said, and when you walk through fire, okay, can I tell you what that means? Yeah, see, that's just a nice scriptural way to put it. He said, when you walk through fire, let me tell you how we say it today. When you go through hell. Now, I know you're a Christian, and we ain't cussing. We just telling the truth. Some of us, we have been through hell. Come on, anybody be honest and say you've been through some hell? But just the fact that you're raising your hand to say that you've been through, that means God's been with you. That means God delivered you. That means God spared you. We got a scripture promise for that. He said, thou will not leave my soul in hell. I'm so glad hell didn't get a grip on me. I'm so glad I didn't get stuck in hell. I'm so glad I didn't give up in hell. I'm so glad that the chains of hell didn't keep me down. I've been through hell, but I got a testimony that I've been through and I came out. Woo! Hallelujah. When you go through hell, I would love to prophesy to everybody and say you will never go through any hell on earth, but that ain't even scriptural. We all got different types of hell. Everybody don't go through the same hell. Your hell could have been in your marriage. Your hell could have been with your child. Your hell could have been through grieving over a loved one, over a child, over a miscarriage, over a parent that died. Your hell could have been when you got fired and you didn't know how you were going to make it. Your hell could have been when you were sick and you had to go through chemotherapy and the devil said he was going to kill you. Your hell could have been through 3 weeks with the coronavirus. Oh, but I'm a living witness that he will bring you through hell. Oh, Jesus. This scripture is a promise of preservation. When you pass through, I'm going to be with you. When you go through rivers, it will not overflow you. Your head won't get wet. Come on. That, for all the black women, y'all ought to quicken on that. Because y'all know you don't like to get your hair wet. Hey! God said, I'm going to take you through. You won't get your hair wet. Won't mess up your weave. Won't mess up your perm. That ought to make a black woman shout right there. Neither shall the flame kindle upon you. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego could tell you, I'm a witness. Oh, you can go through some fire. Yes, you will. But he'll be with you in the fire. Psalm 66 and 12 is another promise or a scripture, a testimony, a preservation along the way. It's a testimony of God's faithfulness.
You need to know that you don't have to be stuck in whatever you think you're stuck in. You can make your way prosperous and have good success. In this series, Bishop Herbert Bailey shows us why and how we can make our way. To order this series, call 877-798-5433 or order online at www.rightdirection.info. Just ask for Make Your Way. If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations. In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday, women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereports@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.